Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free to join us on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Danica,
and Daryl.
And don't forget, we've got Skype. Skype on into the show here at username lrn.fm. Coming up, apparently reading a book on a school bus is now a problem in at least one school district. Danica, you've got the story. It's right from the top page, the top of our front of our website over at freetalklive.com, as submitted by Anato Renrut. Which is, by the way, a Reddit-based system that we have over at freetalklive.com, where you can actually submit content right there to the front page of the website and vote up or down whether you like or dislike what is already there. So go and see that and get interactive at freetalklive.com. But first, let's go to the phones, to the phone. We've got AC listening in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Danica, and Daryl.
Yeah, I got a fun story to open the show with tonight. Apparently, there's a dude in Tokyo who's been arrested for sexually harassing women on a train, and it turns out his form of harassment was ejaculating on them.
Oh, my.
Whoa.
That's definitely harassment.
That's an assault, I would say.
Oh,
yes.
I agree.
You know, there have been some problems that folks have had in Tokyo and I guess other areas of Japan with this train sexual harassment, groping.
Yeah,
thing. But this is the first time,
really?
Heard of this.
Yeah, this is a problem. This is like, I don't know if epidemic's the right word, but it's not an uncommon thing in Tokyo for women, and I presume men as well, but for people who are on trains to be groped without their consent. Is that right, AC?
Yeah, that is very common over there. Now, this particular guy, because I also shared the story on your Facebook page if you guys want to see it in more detail. This guy has ejaculated on more than 100 women with his semen since 2011.
How is it that he has been able to get away with it for so long?
Well, it says here he finally got caught after DNA tests found on a woman found on a teenage girl's skirt. And according to this guy, he said, the reason I did it was because I got excited in close contact with women on a crowded train.
Yeah, that's not a reason to do it.
What a sick person.
It's not a reason.
Right. I mean, I'm not criticizing you.
It's an excuse.
It's a terrible excuse. But
I never said it was a good excuse.
Right. What's shocking to me is that these are purportedly very busy trains, which is one of the reasons. Well, I've never been to Tokyo, so I can't speak from experience. But purportedly, you know, they're packed in with a lot of people, which is why these guys get away with it. Because they're able to grope and sort of slip into another part of the crowd, I guess. But at the same time, I mean, if you were self-pleasuring there on the train,
that would be kind of obvious.
It would, at least I feel like it would be obvious.
Absolutely.
I mean, unless you were even if you were standing behind the man who was self-pleasuring, I still think it would be fairly obvious what he was doing. I mean, that motion is fairly distinct.
Just exercising with a shake weight.
Getting a shake weight onto the trains, I dare you.
That's funny because I was going to mention that, Daryl. Go ahead, AC.
Yeah, it says here that he says he cut holes in his jacket pocket so he could pleasure himself. That's how he was doing it, apparently, discreetly.
Yeah, but it's not discreet when your
arm is moving.
Yeah, and presumably his unit was sticking out from his hand.
Right, if it was going on to someone.
Right, so I don't know how you're going to cover that up. I don't know how that could be subtle to anybody who's around. Now, I guess you could argue that people are sort of in their own worlds, right, when they're on a subway train. At least it's this way in the United States. Big cities. I don't know if it's that way in Tokyo, but I presume it is, where back in the old day, it was newspapers, but now, of course, it's the cell phones, the smartphones, or somebody with a Walkman in, or both, right? Somebody with a Walkman and a smartphone. So these are people who are very much engrossed in
whatever. Wait, are Walkmans still a thing?
Do you know they just came out with a new Walkman? There's like an actual digital MP3-based Walkman now.
Is it still as big and bulky as the old Walkman?
Is it hard to put in your pocket?
I could not tell you. I have never seen it, but I've seen a picture of it, so I doubt it is as thick, but it did look fairly large when I saw it. So you'll have to look that one up. Look up like 2015 or 2014 Sony Walkman.
But is the gentleman still using a? If he's using a newspaper, that provides a much greater cover than, say, a phone would.
No. I mean, come on.
How big the newspapers are compared to a smartphone?
Yeah, but you would still. Then you'd have to be holding the newspaper with one hand, and it would still look pretty weird.
It would
right?
look weird, but it's a bigger cover.
Yeah, I don't think so because you're not gonna. The newspaper isn't gonna go from your eye level all the way down to your crotch.
Okay, maybe an iPad.
If it's a really big newspaper, or you're just a small person.
Or a magazine.
So,
a magazine would be a bigger
cover. AC, you said you posted this to our Facebook page. Is that right?
Yeah.
I'd like to recommend that you, instead of posting to the Facebook page, post to the Free Talk Live website because you know, the way Facebook pages are set up, you can either set them up to allow everyone to post to the page or only allow administrators to post to the page. And so the average listener who posts to the page, I don't think very many other listeners see those things.
Those go off to the side.
Yeah, so I don't think they're seen as much. But if you were to post that to the front page of freetalklive.com, then it would be much more obvious for people to be able to participate. And of course, then they could vote on it. Because to me, this is really a great story for
and
Free
when
Talk
I'm,
Live.
When I'm getting ready to prep for the show, I definitely check the Free Talk Live website
right.
before I check anything else just to see, what have people been submitting to see if I can talk about on the show. And that's where some of my stories are coming from tonight.
AC, do go ahead and do that in the future. But either way, thanks for calling and bringing it to our attention. That's always the best way to get your story on the air. So thanks for doing that tonight. And great. I think it was a great lead in here for the show. So thanks,
sure,
ACS.
Yeah.
We can talk more about that because you, Daryl, had not even heard about this phenomenon, if you want to call it that. I think it's something that we should look into. Like, what's
Absolutely.
The cultural reason for this? Why
well, I,
is it
I do know
so
that... and I'm trying to, find the words to be radio friendly here, that there was a survey that was done on the people in certain countries that had the most sex and the least sex.
Mm-hmm.
And of the people that are having, what percentage are satisfied with it? And Japan came in at the bottom of the list on both of those.
Really?
For people that are having sexual relations on at least a weekly basis and the people that are satisfied with the sex that they are having.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Adam's in Bridgewater, Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Adam.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi there. Go ahead.
I was calling in. I heard some distressing news today. I heard Pumpkin Fest is getting shut down.
So,
good.
Deadly riot.
Pumpkin Fest. There's no deadly riot. There were rumors about someone dying during the Pumpkin Fest riots last year, but those were never confirmed. But
then they were actually denied by police chief Ken Miola.
Right, they denied Let It Shine, the organization that runs Pumpkin Fest, the permit to run it this year.
So what happened was that, for listeners that don't know, Pumpkin Fest is one of the big things in Keene, New Hampshire, or at least it was, where thousands of people, probably 50,000 people or something like that.
That's the claim. I've also heard people say upwards of like a 250,000.
Oh,
like people just make numbers up. That they claim that Pumpkin Fest brings in $8 million to the Keene economy over the course of a weekend.
They can't confirm that. Not last year, but the year before, they did break the world records and had over 30,000 pumpkins.
Right, but pumpkins does not equal people.
I agree. I'm just
like,
saying that's one thing
one
that they can claim to be true.
One person could bring seven pumpkins.
That is one thing that they can claim to be true, is that they held the world record for most pumpkins.
Yes.
They did, and then ultimately Boston did their own Pumpkin Festival, and Then they won the world record at that point, which probably
like
wasn't
it bounces
hard to do,
back
course,
between.
You can't compare Boston to Keene. Let's be real here.
Right, it's not really fair, you know. To if you were to divide by population, then I think Keene would still have it, obviously. But so Pumpkin Fest was this big thing. It's somewhat controversial in that some business owners liked it, some of them didn't because like scummy people would come to town and steal things from their stores. But on the other hand, there'd also be more business for the stores.
They'd shut down the entirety of Main Street.
There's that. So it was frustrating for a lot of people. And ultimately, there were these riots that went on. And stand by, Adam. We can bring you back here in a moment. 855, 453. We can talk more about the Japanese train perverts as well. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ron Paul here. Today, I have an urgent message for every American who's retired or thinking about retiring soon. You see, our own government's disastrous policies have now put you, me, and everyone over the age of 50 at great risk. Sometime in the near future, we're going to have yet another financial crisis. This one won't be solved with bailouts, and it will hit seniors the hardest. I fear there will be civil unrest, a drop in stock prices, pension fund collapses, big changes to Social Security and Medicare, the erosion of personal liberties, bank and brokerage closings, and ultimately a major crisis as the U.S. dollar is rejected for almost any non-paper alternative.
Don't let this happen to your retirement. Dr. Ron Paul strongly believes when the next crisis hits, there will be no warning, and the government won't save you. Go online to www.ronpaulwarning10.com where you'll learn simple steps you can take to protect your retirement. Go to www.ronpaulwarningthenumber10.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. And if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then just shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links that you'll find there, and that's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. Just pick the Amazon right for you, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the Pumpkin Festival, and then we can get back to the Japanese train perverts, which apparently are a real problem.
And apparently been going on for a long time.
Yeah, so, but we got Adam back here, Bridgewater, Massachusetts. Adam, you were asking about Pumpkin Fest. You said you had heard that it was canceled. Is that right?
Yeah, I just saw it on NECN today.
Well, they must have gotten it wrong, because the news story is actually that Pumpkin Fest is moving to Laconia, which is another city in New Hampshire, a little smaller, a little bit of a smaller city than Keene. It's on the Lakes region, as it is called. And I've yet to hear the details on, you know, who's going to be behind the Pumpkin Fest out that way. I presume it's the same group that put it on here in Keene. But ultimately, the Keene City Council denied their permit to shut down Main Street this year because of the riots that happened, which, to be clear, the riots that happened last year in 2014 didn't happen at Pumpkin Fest.
Correct.
They happened during Pumpkin Fest, but they happened in the college neighborhood, which was about three blocks away from where Pumpkin Fest was actually occurring.
Yeah. And the riots that happened in 2012 and 2013 also happened at the college. Of course, they weren't as big in 2012 and 2013. But that's because the police took different approaches then. And one thing that the police chief said during the press conference this past year after the riot, when someone asked, like, you know, what was done differently? He said, well, instead of confining them into the 2 yards that they were in, we decided to allow them to have the entire city block. And then they tried to come further. So in 2012 and 2013, when drunken college kids started throwing bottles at one another, the cops said, you don't get to leave this yard. And that was pretty much it, was drunken college kids in 2 yards throwing bottles at one another, having, like, mini riots on the property there.
Mm-hmm.
In 2014, the cops gave them more room for some unknown reason. I think it's because they wanted to bring the Bearcat out and play with all of their toys.
Well, that's not the story I had heard.
That's not the story that they're saying. They're never going to say, we wanted to play with the Bearcat.
No. I hadn't heard the story that the cops wanted to give them more room.
What they said during the press conference that we were both at.
Okay, well, I don't recall that detail, but the story on the ground from the college students was that the cops started breaking up parties earlier in the day. So college students had gotten fairly drunk fairly early on.
Right.
And so, like, mid-afternoon, the cops came in and started to break up house parties. So these college students were just partying up until that point. There hadn't been any riots until the cops came in, broke up a bunch of parties, and then literally forced hundreds of drunken, and then at that point, angry college students into the streets. So they weren't in a yard at that point, and, you know, the rioting began after the police had cracked down upon the parties. Had the police let them alone, perhaps there would have been limited destruction only to some private property, as opposed to people pulling, you know, light posts and signs out of the ground and flipping
cars upside down.
Yeah, yeah. Fire lit in the street, too.
So became an opportunity for more violence than I think would have otherwise happened, because the police used violence against them first. The cops came in with the crackdown mentality, and I think that's what backfired. It was the use of force that created unintended consequences there. That's my understanding of what happened, having seen, you know, interviews with and talked to some of the people that were there, and having been down there myself as well, and watching the police in their ridiculous behavior of just making arbitrary invisible lines and then arresting anyone who tried to cross those lines on various different streets, which was crazy. In fact, one of the kids that got swarmed and attacked by the police hours after Pumpkin Fest was over, hours after the rioting had stopped. There were a couple of three young men coming from the college campus trying to go to this little store called Campus Convenience, which is literally on the college campus. I mean, it may not technically be owned by the college, that property. I wouldn't be surprised if it was, but it's like literally right there on the corner of the street. And the cops swarmed these guys, shouting at them, yelling at them to turn around and to get back. And I'm watching all of this happen. I got video of it happening. These young men did not do anything to the police. They did not, in my opinion, break any laws, but yet they were charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. And the young man who was going to take it to trial ultimately took a plea deal on that this week. I did get video footage of that and have yet to put that online over at freekeen.com. So, Adam, your thoughts. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say one tiny silver lining and one of the benefits of the riots was about 5 years ago, I had just gone out of the military. I was visiting some friends in New Hampshire because I'm from New Hampshire. We went to the Pumpkin Fest, and when the riots happened, I saw it on Reddit or somewhere. And so I was looking further into it because I was really interested because I'd actually been there, and I was surprised there was riots. And in trying to look up more information on it, that's actually how I found Free Talk Live. So if the riots hadn't gone down, I might not have discovered you guys. And I've been listening. I've been listening almost every night since the riots happened.
Well, hey, and one good thing can come out of that.
Exactly. I probably wouldn't have heard you guys.
Cool, man. Well, glad you found the show. And, yeah, it is good to look on the bright side. Thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. By the way, the Pumpkin Fest, there's no reason why it couldn't have continued in Keene. It just couldn't continue on Main Street. So I don't know how much effort the organizers put into trying to find alternative venues.
Probably none, because they wanted to shut down Main Street, right, and they wanted the city to give them money.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think that they only want to do it with the municipal or the municipality's permission slip, and with, you know, to be able to work with them so they can have as large a profile as possible. But I think it would have been a fine event had they just rented out the local the fairgrounds, the county fairgrounds.
That's what I've been saying for years. Is, you know, since I've lived here and I heard about this thing and I heard they shut down all of Main Street, I'm like, why aren't they at, like, the fairgrounds?
And then it would be totally self-contained. There wouldn't be any businesses in the area to be, like, assaulted by a bunch of drunken college kids. Yeah.
Yeah,
and business on Main Street would still be busier because there would still be thousands of people in town, and they'd all be, you know, the hotel rooms would be packed, and, you know, everybody would have more business. It just wouldn't be concentrated in the heart of downtown.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's what's happening here.
And you probably would not have the people that live in the area affected by all of the rowdy college kids leaving the city for the weekend because they don't want to deal with the rowdy college kids. And the reason that there's the rowdy college kids, they use Pumpkin Fest as an excuse to invite all of their friends from schools in Massachusetts and Connecticut and come have drunken parties.
I've heard rumors, Daryl, they're going to do it anyway this year.
Oh, scandalous.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll find out what happens. If you want to see the footage, go and Google or YouTube and search for Pumpkin Fest Riots 2014 or just Pumpkin Fest Riots.
Or Riot Fest.
It's more coming up for you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life. To prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. Perhaps you have spent time in Japan and you've experienced the, I believe they're called chikans, and I'm probably butchering the pronunciation of that. It's C-H-I-K-A-N, chikan?
Chikan, yeah.
They are train gropers is what that means.
Trained gropers?
Train, oh. A train that they are riding.
Ah, okay.
I guess one could train to be a groper.
So apparently there's so much of this, and I'd known that it existed. I knew that it was fairly common, but it's really hard to get a handle on where to start to research this, to talk about this.
So I did a search for Japanese train perverts.
Okay.
And came up with an article from October of 2008.
It's been going on a long time.
A website, AsianceMagazine.com, so it's Asian with the letter C-E at the end of the word magazine.com.
Oh, okay.
And it's written by a woman named Angela, and it's titled Pervert Subculture.
Oh, I think I've got this one. Yeah, I happen to have the same one pulled up. Okay, go ahead.
So let me begin reading the article. She says, I have been warned. I have been repeatedly warned by family, friends, and peers that Japan was full of perverts, which was why I smuggled pepper spray into my suitcase. At first, I was skeptical. What man isn't a pervert? No matter where I go in the world, they are bound to be perverts and unconventional behaviors alike. It wasn't until I heard stories of what people experience in Japan and actually experienced it firsthand that I want to inform others about the pervert subculture. I have been warned. I have been repeatedly warned. And she says this over again. Basically, she reiterates what she was saying. She says, I know that women get groped on the crowded trains in Japan. I know this. I've heard of it before I came and from others who have actually been groped. Men take advantage of the proximity factor. They grind against their neighboring female counterpart or fondle their butt. Absolutely loathsome behavior. Luckily, some of these issues have been minimized with train cars that carry only female passengers, but not every female boards them.
That's an indicator of how serious a problem this is, right? That this has happened so common, it's so frequent that it happens that they've created women-only train cars.
Although the majority of train victims are females, men are victims as well.
I bet they are.
Sure,
well,
yeah.
Mostly foreign men, that is.
Likely by other men, I suspect.
Japanese men are extremely curious about penis size. A guy friend I met through training was grabbed on the train while he was sitting down by a Japanese man.
Wow.
They really want to know how race affects size.
You would think that the subway is probably not the best place to learn about penis size.
No, probably a site like Pornhub.
Any website that would have naked pictures of men on it would be fine, and there are a variety of them. And, you know, if you want to make sure that you're not just looking at porn stars, because that might throw off your indicator of, you know, what a penis actually looks like on average, then there are plenty of amateur porn sites as well. It just seems that conducting research like that on a open subway car is probably not appropriate, but that's just me.
It's not just subways. Apparently, some Japanese men will go to the extent to stare or grab in bathroom washrooms or in public baths. She continues, I have another friend that I met through training who encountered train grinding within the first few weeks of settling in. Seeing as how she is Caucasian, it was hard to believe that Japanese men would be bold enough to perform such an act, since most men are either extremely intimidated or, in her case, intrigued by foreigners. When he started to grind his genitals from behind, she turned around and said, no, stop, don't do that. He got embarrassed and went away. When the train started to clear, she saw the same old dirty man grinding against a Japanese woman. This time, the victim did not tell him to stop or to go away. In fact, nobody else on the train said a word or even acknowledged the situation.
Can you imagine that? I mean, that's just even hard to fathom, that all the people around watching this, presumably being aware at some level that this is going on nearby them, and doing nothing about it.
Right.
I think she speaks to that here in a moment.
I've been to Tokyo and...
Really?
And yes, and I've never had this experience. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm sure it does happen. I've thankfully never had that experience. I was groped by somebody on the subway in New York City, which is something I would see... I thought I'd be more likely to experience than Japan.
What did you do when that happened?
Well, I was leaving, so I just kind of stepped off, and I was just like, well, did I just get groped? And
was it a pinch?
It was like a little pinch, yeah. Uh-huh. It was really tiny, but just a little bit. I just got groped.
Like it couldn't have been anything else, right? Like you were walking off a subway with a group of people.
Right,
and
exactly.
It
and it was
then.
Fairly crowded, not like sardine crowded. It wasn't rush hour or anything, but it was definitely very distinct. Something that was just like, okay, you know, there's only one thing that can possibly be. And, you know, turned around, you know, there's all these people. I have no idea who's doing it. And I pulled my friend aside and I just said, I think I just got groped. Let's get out of here. It's just, it's really disturbing.
Wow.
So she continues here. She says, this repulses me. Japanese culture is excessively reserved and taciturn. In fact, people often feel shy and rude if they blow their nose in public.
Aww.
So instead, they hide in bathroom stalls to do this. This is one of the reasons why the train phenomenon is a daily reoccurrence to female victims in this nation. There is nobody to stand up for them. Even the victims seldom stand up for themselves, and people wonder why things haven't changed. If every female victim begins to stand up for themselves, this phenomenon will eventually be extinct, and everyone can feel safe to stand close to one another on the train. Everybody knows that this behavior is inappropriate, but since the massive population of trained victims has been letting the situation slide and proceed, the phenomenon will only continue.
Hold that thought. I want to continue with the discussion, but I also want to get Matthew in here in Illinois. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Danica, and Daryl. Hello there.
Hi. I'm at a little station about 40 miles west of Chicago, a small signal, but I'm glad you guys are on the air.
Excellent.
I was saying about this, there's a campus in Illinois, SIU, which is way south in Illinois. Illinois is a long state north to south, and I'm sure a lot of the kids that go there are from the Chicago area, but they've had a big problem at, I presume the Pumpkin Festival is around Halloween time.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like 1 or 2 weeks before Halloween.
And I see it going back to Halloween being a druidic, you know, like Stonehenge, and, you know, and I've seen this affect Polish people that don't have anything to do with England or America other than immigrating here. So it really is a powerful holiday that has a bad effect, and so you have riots and all kinds of bad behavior very
often.
That's
a silly thing. I think that's a pretty silly thing to say. What do you guys think? I mean, it's Halloween, the power of the holiday, the reason why people went crazy during Pumpkin Fest?
No, I think people party because party.
Yeah, I mean, these are the same. Just so you know, Matthew, we're talking about Keene, New Hampshire. There have been similar riots that have happened previously when, I believe, the Red Sox won the World Series.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I don't know. Does that normally happen in October? Maybe you could attribute that to Halloween as well.
Early November.
I'm not the biggest fan of competitive sports. I believe Christians should be pacifists, and so there's a big parallel between competitive sports and pacifism and warfare and this kind of thing. So I don't see a very much of a difference as far as the level of satanic activity. And you got to admit, during Halloween, it's the one time in American culture where openly satanic things pop out, you know, ghouls and all this mayhem, or blood and all this kind of thing.
I don't know if blood is necessarily satanic or ghouls.
If I were to see a, you know, a, what's that star?
Pentagram. Called?
Pentagram, thank you. If I were to see that in the fire, when they made the fire in Winchester, then I might agree with you, but I saw no such thing.
Hey, I want to talk more about it, though. If you want, hang on, Matthew, we will bring you back here. Is Halloween the power of Satan the reason why the Pumpkin Fest riots happened? That's what he's suggesting here. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times of $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dinovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dinovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. You can get interactive in a variety of ways, but you can also call in toll free at 855-453 and join us and talk about whatever you want. Also, we've got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. You know, in today's world, most of us, most people, most adults have a smartphone. And so that probably means most people listening to the sound of my voice right now have experienced the hassle of having your phone die before the day's even half over. You can solve that problem by getting yourself the Pocket Power Plus. And, of course, it'll also I shouldn't say that, because most of these batteries, portable batteries, will not charge your laptop. The Pocket Power Plus will, and the Pocket Power Plus is so powerful that in some circumstances, it can actually jumpstart a car. In fact, they'll supply to you most of the adapters you could possibly need, including jumper cables, in their accessory pack. It's a breakthrough in portable power technology. It's the Pocket Power Plus. Wherever you are, this thing can keep your devices powered, and you can get one for half off by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. And you can use coupon code FTL to save even more. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. As we go back to Matthew in Illinois, Matthew, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, what you were suggesting, we were talking about this pumpkin festival here in Keene that made international headlines in 2014.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the, not because of the festival itself, but because of what happened about 3 blocks away with huge riots happening with the college students here and the police crackdown that came as a result of that, or actually could be argued that it was police crackdown on the parties that resulted in the riots, because they weren't happening until the police started breaking up parties. So, Matthew, is it your opinion? You seem like a very ultra-religious kind of guy here. You're blaming Halloween for this, even though Halloween happens a week after the Pumpkin Festival. You're blaming Satan for this. And I guess I'm wondering, do you feel like Satan is also behind the police?
Well, there's an old saying in the scriptures that I believe in practice, that the devil literally is the prince of the world. He's the really ruling power. So I don't vote. Starting in 1988, I started going to a church that doesn't vote just because it's useless to try to change anything outside of the church.
Okay. So let me see if I've got this straight. You think that the police are on the side of Satan or not? That was my question.
Well, I mean, it's obviously there's like real rapists and murderers out of there out that the God has allowed the police to control, but basically the overlying system is under the control of Satan. When I say, you know, and kind of like this Halloween incident and the riots in the college town. It's
so who is
kind of
okay? So
unseen.
Does Satan? Are you saying Satan is sort of like on all sides, meaning that he is or Satan is creating the parties and Satan's organizing the police to bust them up? Just curious. In the way, I mean, is he picking
really,
sides or is he on all sides?
It's really multifactorial. You have this intermingling between the Christian culture and the old Satan. And so 500 years before Christmas, or before the advent of Christ, Romans were exchanging gifts at the time we have Christmas. And so they put the Nativity of the Lord to combat the pagan holiday. They put All Saints Day, November 1st, to combat this Halloween mess that you've got in your town. But the church, this was centuries ago. They forget why they do it, and you know, so there's a large back and forth.
I don't think I answered my question. Am I missing something here, Daryl?
No, he's not really answering the question. Although
I know you're not an agent of Satan, Matthew.
Hold on,
he's trying to fool us.
Let me make a point real quick before Matthew answers your absurd question.
He won't answer it. Go ahead.
I know he won't, but he'll say something in, you know, in a sort of a rebut. But the thing about, you know, All Saints Day and Halloween and Easter and the Feast of Ishtar and Christmas and the Yule and Solstice and Saturnalia.
Mm-hmm.
Back in, I think it was the 3rd century AD, Constantine decreed that everyone in his empire must be a Christian. So the church Christianized all of the pagan holidays to try to get the pagans to come to church to obey the law.
They were co-opting them.
Right. Yeah. That's what I said. They Christianized it. They said, oh, you do this. Well, we do this slightly different, but it's at the same time, so it's close enough.
We never did it before, but now we're doing it like you do it.
Right? You know, yeah. Eggs and bunnies and, you know, have you ever Christmas wondered trees. What eggs and bunnies had to do with, you know, the savior of the world dying and then
new life?
Raising... Yes, they took the spring festivals of fertility and they Christianized them and turned it into Easter.
Well, the Halloween, as my understanding, is the Druidic, you know, the Stonehenge type people. That's their New Year's. Like the young lady mentioned, a pentagram. I guess the guys that really use the pentagram, I think that's their highest holiday. I'd heard many years ago that more children die on Halloween night than any other night.
That sounds like a ridiculous claim. I mean, you know, there's a lot of rumors that fly around, and many of them are unsubstantiated, like the classic claim that there's razor blades and apples.
No,
been substantiated.
Like I said, I think it's a hidden force, like in your college town. Like Mrs. Jones has got double bags of M&Ms, and they run across the street and get hit by a car. See what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're talking about, really.
No, I'm
Here's another question I have for you. Since you're talking about Satan is behind the Pumpkin Festival riots, I'm just curious. It was Jesus who turned water into wine, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, alcohol is a pretty dangerous drug. I mean, there's evidence to suggest that alcohol and heroin are probably the two hardest, most dangerous drugs known to mankind today. And, I mean, there's some really crazy stuff that happens when you give enough people enough alcohol and put them together, and that's ultimately what happened with the Pumpkin Fest riots. It was drunken college students. Is there a certain point at which, when you're drinking alcohol, you cross from the threshold of being in God's favor into Satan's hands?
Glass of wine a day.
So more than one glass, and you become a Satanist, or you're a tool of Satan at that point, but up to one...
As you said, Jesus turned water into wine. It also talks about how Jesus drank wine, which, you know, there's a lot of strict groups that don't allow alcohol.
Well, those
guys
are no fun.
Camp.
Yeah.
But, obviously,
you don't sound that much
speaks against many times the scriptures in the church speaks against drunkenness.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I say, glass of wine.
Now,
you should drink.
How
a glass
big
of wine
should the glass be? Because
eight
I've seen
of 11
8 ounces or 80 ounces. Let's be specific.
What does
here.
Jesus say about this? Does the scripture make a note on that? I doubt it.
It says that he drinks wine, and
yeah.
And elsewhere.
What's the percentage
in fact,
of the wine?
In the very scripture where it says that he says that he drinks wine. He says it.
Is it 9%?
He talks
14%?
About 14%. He talks about drunkenness in the same passage.
Yeah. But that's why you drink wine, right? Because you want to feel the effects. I mean, isn't that the purpose
Definitely.
Of drinking
no.
wine?
There are certain wines, like red wine, specifically has health benefits to where it does something with the kidney and helps flush out
yeah.
toxins.
So, I like to tell myself
but,
that, too, when I'm drinking the red
think,
wine.
I think the god of drinking is called Bacchanalia, and that was part of the Christmas holiday that the church tried to combat with placing nativity at that date.
Matthew, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, I'm just asking all these questions because it's just ridiculous. I mean, the idea that Satan is behind the Pumpkin Fest riots. Look, alcohol was behind the Pumpkin Fest riots, and the police were behind the Pumpkin Fest
and kids
riots.
Kids just wanting to have a party were
yeah,
behind
now,
the riots.
Now, of course, the ultra-religious person from the Christian side of things would say that, well, yeah, this is the decline of society, right? That there these riotous parties are happening, these ragers, as the young people might call
them
today.
They also say Black Friday is the decline of society. I remember hearing that call back on the Black Friday edition of Free Talk Live, and I just kind of had to roll my eyes at that too.
So I guess, you know, my question for you listeners is, you know, do you buy it? Are you on board with that particular theory? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to share your thoughts with us here tonight.
Now, one thing that is interesting about Halloween is it seems to be the one day of the year where it's acceptable to do weird, strange pranks to people that you may or may not know. Egging houses and
that's not
throwing
acceptable.
Societally, legally it's not, but societally it is accepted that high school and college kids are going to go like egg houses and toilet paper yards.
I don't think people accept that. They're victimized by it. They're not. They're like, oh, it's Halloween. It's all right. You can toilet paper and egg my house now.
Heck no.
That would be accepting it. 855-450-FREE. We can continue here in moments.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.